Hey everyone, happy Thursday evening. This is Marianne and you are listening to Money Matters with Marianne. Happy New Year. Here we are, 2018. I missed the last couple of weeks hanging out with everybody. I was off between Christmas and New Year's. And of course, we had the lovely power outage last week, so I could have come into the studio, but none of you would have heard me. So that didn't seem to make any sense. So here we are on the second Thursday of January. And of course, I always kick off the year by just kind of doing a recap of the holiday season and talking about, you know, what are some things you can do this year to set yourself up for success in your finances. I say I always do that, but this is actually, I guess it's my second new year. I started the show in the fall of the previous year. So there you go. I can say always. That counts for twice, right? So I know we have some of you listening on the radio, and I just got off the phone before I came on the radio with Lee. Hi, Lee, who called in a song request. I have that lined up for you, so stay tuned. And Facebook Live is running, so anyone out there who would like to see a radio show as opposed to just listen to it, if you pop onto Facebook, look for Dr. Debt, Dr. Debt, and you should see a link to the show airing live. So hi to everybody out there on Facebook who actually can see me right now. If anybody watching the show has a question, all you have to do is type in the comment below and I'll keep an eye on that. And if anybody out there in radio land or listening on the World Wide Web has a question or a topic or song request, you just need to call the studio. I can't answer the phone while I'm talking, but if you hear music, I can answer the phone. That number is 902-858-2077. You can always pop an email to studio@covefm.com and I'll keep an eye on that as well. All right, so let's get things started, shall we? And so I'm going to start off with my money funny. I always start with a little funny tip. And hey, Twyla, she just popped onto the Facebook page, so I'm just saying hi. And so here we go. Ready? I thought this was a timely money funny because it deals with taxes. And this is something you're going to hear me talk a lot about because we're coming into this season and I don't even know where to begin with this. Oftentimes I'll bring up things that come up throughout the week and little tips and things that I, you know, witness, maybe some errors in judgment that some people make that cause financial difficulties. And I would have to say this one comes up over and over and over again. Someone doesn't file their income tax for a year or 2 years or 3 or 4 or 5 years and ends up with a huge mess on their hands. And so I think this is a timely money funny, just to put a little lighter perspective on that. But I will be talking more about that in the coming months. And I may even have someone come in and talk about the importance of not only filing your taxes, but just some tips and things you can do to save money and make that work better for you. Okay, you ready? One day at a local cafe, a woman suddenly called out, "My daughter's choking. She swallowed a nickel. Please, anyone help." Immediately, a man at a nearby table rushed up to her and said he was experienced in these situations. He calmly stepped over to the girl, then with no look of concern, wrapped his arms around her and squeezed. Out popped the nickel. The man returned to his table as if nothing had happened. "Thank you," the mother cried. "Tell me, are you a doctor?" "No," the man replied. "I work for Canada Revenue Agency." Get it? Squeeze a nickel out of somebody. All right, I'm not going to crap on Canada Revenue Agency. Not tonight, anyway. No, I'm not going to do that. They have a tough job, and a lot of people don't want to deal with them, and I can imagine that's frustrating. Having said that, I've seen both sides of the coin, and they're not always the easiest to deal with. So, you know, that one bad apple ruins the bunch. Definitely see that in the whole, Canada Revenue System, filing your taxes, is if someone does fall behind, it's almost like guilty until proven innocent instead of innocent until proven guilty. And, you get phone calls from people that are very rude, very abrasive, very demanding, and there's no kind of initial offer to help. And there's some people that really just need that initial offer to help to get things on track. There's some that obviously don't fall into that category, but I really don't like that one size fit all mentality. And I think that's true for everything in our life. I mean, you really have to listen to people and find out what's going on and see what you can do to help. So I'm going to kick the show off with that and a couple of tunes. So Lee, I'm going to play your request for you, which is Working Man, Rush. And as Lee aptly put it, we, you know, got to work it and earn some money to get through life and do what we need to do. So I'm going to dedicate that to all the working men out there and women, of course. And then I'm going to follow that up with Backseat Drivers, Take the Money and Run. So after you're done working, take all your money and run away. No, don't do that. I'm just kidding. So enjoy these couple of tunes. If you are on Facebook Live, I'm going to hang out with you during these tunes and interact. And for the rest of you, enjoy the couple of tunes, and then I'll be back and we'll start talking about post-holiday debriefs. We're going to talk about the holidays and holiday spending and some things I learned from the past holiday season and some tips to get ready for this holiday season. I know, who wants to hear that in January? But the further ahead you plan, the better chance of success you have. So you're going to hear me talk about that probably every month from now till December, but whole lots of more other fun stuff too. So here we go, Working Man Rush to kick off this duo. We'll be right back.
Join me Monday nights, 8 to 10, Strange Conversations with Rafe. Up-and-coming East Coast and Canadian music, all those songs you love to sing along to, sometimes over the top, but always on the down low. Strange Conversations with Rafe, Monday nights, Cove FM.
Okay, I am back, and you are listening to Money Matters with Mary Ann right here on Cove FM in Hubbards, Nova Scotia. This is a community station, and we're all volunteers, and I just love living in this community. I've been here since 1997, so just going on my 21st year, but I'm originally from Head of St. Margaret's Bay, so I was only a hop, skip, and jump away. I consider all of this my community, but I really do love Hubbards. I find that we have one of the most vibrant communities I've done business in a lot of them, and in many of the ones that I've interacted in over the years. The people are phenomenal. The scenery is gorgeous. It's always sunny in Hubbards, in case you didn't hear. And I love this radio station. I remember when it first came on air and it was only playing on the weekends, we tuned in and we just thought it was great, and basically all kept our fingers crossed that they would get a license to put it on full time, and they did. Huge gratitude expressed to Jamie and Gail, who pulled this all together, and all the volunteers in the community who make this happen. And if anyone out there does want to volunteer, I mean, basically that's why I'm sitting here talking to you, because a request was made for anybody who might like to do a show, and I was playing around with ideas of different things to do, and I'm very passionate about getting financial advice out there to the masses, really anyone that I can reach, because I feel like that's one of the areas that we really just, we don't talk about, and people are ashamed and embarrassed, and nobody wants to admit if they're having financial difficulties, but you need to talk about it in order to, you know, make it better. And so, hopefully for those been listening for the past, year and a bit, you get that this is it's a no judgment place. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to preach. I'm just here to share. And I share from my own life experiences, and I share from, those that I interact with in terms of things they do that works for them and doesn't, so that we can all learn together. So, seeing how this is the first show of the year, I have to kick it off with a review of holiday spending and with, the new year and some plans and resolutions. So post-holiday debrief. Well, last year I started a Facebook group called Dreaming of a Debt-Free Christmas. And I did that for a couple of reasons. One, just to basically, put the idea out there for people to really think about their holiday spending. And two, to keep myself accountable. And I'm always looking for systems that I can put in place that help me have happier, healthier finances as well. And so accountability is a big part of that. And so I set a goal for my holiday spending, and I just kind of bear all on these radio shows. I don't really hold back. I'm not perfect. Some things I do are great, and some things I do are not so great. And I make mistakes and mess up every once in a while. So I don't mind saying that. I don't think we're perfect or that we were meant to be perfect. Having said that, I had a goal. So my goal was, I track my spending. You'll hear me talk about that a lot. I think it's the key to financial success. I track my spending, and I looked back at what I was spending on gifts throughout the year. And then specifically at Christmas, in fact, 2 years ago, I set up a subcategory. I was tracking everything under gifts. And I thought, well, I can do that because anything I spend in November, December is Christmas, right? But because I'm doing more planning, I Christmas shop all year. And so I broke out and put a subcategory called Christmas. And I posted specifically to that. So I was able to see what I've been spending on gifts throughout the year and how much on the holidays. So I set a goal of $1,500 to $2,000. Now, when I say spending at Christmas, just to clarify, that's gifts, decorations. I do a lot of crafts, which typically are my gifts. So it's the craft supplies and the extra holiday spending. So extra food, for example, I make a lot of homemade cranberries. Again, that would go under gifts, but it's kind of extra stuff at the grocery store and holiday spirits for any of you who partake in the spirit world. I'm talking about the Nova Scotia Liquor Commission spirit world, not the woo spirit world. Although that's a whole nother topic I might talk about at some point. So I set a goal $1,500 to $2,000, and then I basically broke it down by month, and then every month I did a post and a check in to say how I was doing. But the point of that again was to get others to think about how they could set those goals for themselves. And probably about halfway through the year, I decided 1,500 wasn't going to cut it, and I bumped it up to 2,000. So the results are in. Would you like to know what they are? I spent a total of, and I think this is off a little bit because I found a couple little transactions I hadn't categorized and I fixed them up, but I'm going to go with this because I already went over and I don't want to go more over because I don't want you to think less of me. No, I'm just kidding. I know you can never think less of me. I'm human too. So $2,446, that is what I spent. And so I went over my budget. Shame on you, Marianne. Slap my hand. Sticking it out. If you're on Facebook, so you can slap it. You know, but lesson learned, and that's all part of the process. One of my goals was to do it without debt, and I am proud to say I did not rely on my credit cards this year, and that's been a trend in previous years just because of cash flow. Hard to stay away from that sometimes. But the other part was that I wanted a free Christmas, so I wanted to have as much free stuff, you know, from points and, you know, Canadian Tire money and Superstore points and stuff like that. So of the 2,446, about 300 of that was free, which means it was points and cash back. So I kind of did meet my budget from a cash perspective, from my budget perspective, because that was closer to 2,000, but that wasn't my goal or objective. I'm just going to admit that. I want to spend 2,000 total with everything. So that leads me to the topic. Wow, I'm talking a lot tonight. That's probably because I haven't been on here for 3 weeks and I missed you all and I have so much to say. I'm sorry, I'll get some songs going for you in the mix as well. All right, so I would just start off with saying, from a post-holiday debrief point of view, what is your starting point? And so your starting point should be to look at, how did this holiday season go? So did you overspend? Did you underspend? Which, of course, if you did that, you know, pat yourself on the back and that's awesome and just do that again every year. Or were you on track with what you planned to do? And if you didn't have a plan, then maybe that's your starting point, is to have a plan for this year so that you can start to execute it. And if you do that and you need a little bit of accountability, feel free to join my Facebook group, Dreaming of a Debt-Free Christmas, and I'll interact with you and you can ask questions and you can let us know how you're doing throughout the year. And every month I post, you know, tips on where you should be in the 12-month process. Debt repayment. If you did use credit, then, you know, is that your starting point? You have to look at paying that debt off. If you used credit for Christmas, you really want to tackle that. You don't want to carry that debt all year because of the interest cost, because now Christmas is going to cost you more money than what you actually spent. Or maybe you need to catch up on missed payments. And again, I'll, you know, put my hand up and bare my soul. I didn't use credit, but I did defer payment because I realized as I was getting into December that things were getting really tight and some expenses came up I didn't expect, and that I was going to not have enough to do the things that I wanted to and needed to do. So I did defer payment. So my objective is to make that payment up within the next 3 months. And maybe your starting point is just starting planning for this year. So whether you planned for last year or not, that may be the starting point. And or it could be a combination of many of those things. So again, depending on where you are, it may be that you overspent and you want to adjust your budget and you want to see where you spent money. So I just want to kind of end this piece with talking about the benefits of planning and tracking, because planning, you know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I'm sure you've heard that statement. Planning is so key to success. Like, you really need to start with some plan. And I had a gal in my office today and we were talking about this as part of her budgeting sessions, her counseling sessions. And she said, I don't start with a plan because it never works out. And so I want to say that the purpose, I didn't say, did you have a plan that works? I said, did you start with a plan? And so the purpose of starting with a plan is it at least gives you a starting point or a kickoff point, launching point. That's what I was looking for. It gives you a launching point. And so then you can see how you did. And if it doesn't work, you go back and say, why not? And you adjust your plan. And then when it doesn't work, you go back and say, why not? And you adjust your plan. And you do that again and again and again and again. And that's what a plan is. It's not something you're going to put in place and it's going to work every single time, all the time. So that's the benefit of planning. And then the benefit of tracking is you have real hard data, facts in front of your face that tells you what's going on so that you can make some decisions around that. And so I said I track my holiday spending, which I thought was really useful, but I break that down into things like gifts. Stockings I do separate, because if any of you out there have tried to fill stockings, and we have handmade knitted stockings that stretch, it's a freaking nightmare. Kids love it. So stocking, gifts, hobbies and crafts, groceries, spirits, I guess that would be the, and decorations. So those are like the five or six things that I spend money on. And so this year I'm going to make a goal and a commitment to break it down further and to track for each of those, just so I can see where my money's going. All right. That's all I have to say about post-holiday debrief. I could speak for the next probably hour on that, but don't worry, I'm not going to do that to you. And every month, maybe not every week, but every month I'm going to do a little check-in, and we're going to talk about planning for the holidays this year. So you will hear me say that as part of our shows. Okay, Marianne, stop talking, play a tune. Is that what I hear you saying out there? That's what I'm going to do. So we have Ian Jane's Gold Mine coming up. So wouldn't that be lovely for us all to find a gold mine? A little bit of extra sparkle for the year. And then we have the weather coming up. And then I do have another song, which I completely forget what it is because it's not in front of me. George Strait, Shift Work. For those of you on shift work, maybe listening to the show. And then I'll be back to talk about the new year and some tips and techniques that you can do to make this a successful one for you. So here we go. Ian Jane's coming up, and weather, and I'll be back.
The Masthead News, now online. Go to www.themastheadnews.ca to read each edition of The Masthead. That's www.themastheadnews.ca.
Oh,
Cove FM Weather.
Cove FM Weather is brought to you by The Medicine Shop, 3622 Hammonds Plains Road in Upper Tantallon. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers early in the evening. Wind southwest, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, and the temperature steady near 7. For Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, becoming cloudy in the afternoon with a 60% chance of showers later in the afternoon. Fog patches along the coast late in the morning and in the afternoon. Wind southwest, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, with a high of 13, except for temperature steady near 8 along parts of the coast. For Friday night, rain, fog patches, amounts 5 to 10 millimeters. Wind southwest, 40 kilometers an hour, gusting to 70, and the temperature steady near 13, except near 8 along parts of the coast. For Saturday, rain and a high of 13, and for Sunday, cloudy with a high of 8.
Currently, it's 7 degrees at Cove FM.
You can check the weather anytime online at covefm.com.
Did you know the flu virus can travel 2 meters through the air? Have you had your flu shot? It's not too late. Your pharmacist is the most convenient and accessible person to get a flu shot from. Immunization is the best way to prevent the flu. Visit Melanie at the Medicine Shop in Upper Tantallon for your flu shot today. It's free and no appointment required. The Medicine Shop, your health, our priority. Located at 3622 Hammonds Plains Road. Open 9:30 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. 820-0392.
Shift work, hard work, tired body, a blue collar shirt and a baseball cap, union made. He's hot, sweat drops, round the clock, the door never locks and the noise never stops, night or day, working. 7 to 3, or 3 to 11, 11 to 7. Shift work, tough work, for the busy convenience store clerk, 2 feet that hurt, going insane. She's mad at some lad, drove off and didn't pay for his gas, and he won't be the last around the clock pain. Working 7 to 3, or 3 to 11, 11 to 7. I'm talking about a bunch of shit. Big old pile of shift work. 7 to 3, or 3 to 11, 11 to 7. Well, I worked shift work. Continues, man, I hated that work. Then I made a break with the money I saved. It took me to the beach to have a beer by the edge of the sea. In this round-the-clock place, I drank my money away. We partied 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7. I'm talking about a bunch of shift work, a big old pile of shift work. 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7. Thank you.
talking about a bunch of shift work. A big old pile of shift work. 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7.
Right, I am back, and you are listening to Money Matters with Marianne, and we are talking about post-holiday spending debrief. We've actually finished that part of the show. By the way, if you ever miss a show and maybe the topic was of interest to you or you come on late, there's a couple of ways that you can pick up a missed show. I do post them on my website, so drdebt.ca. You can go there and grab one and listen to the content. And I've started putting them on Facebook Live, so if you look for the Dr. Debt page, you can go there and you can actually join the show with a video, and you can get the behind the scenes take as well, which of course you don't get when you're listening to the radio. And you get some silliness and craziness, and you get to see me kind of just do my job here, which isn't very fun and exciting. So I'm just warning you about that. All right, so I got to keep tabs on the time because we are coming up to 10 on the hour, and I do have a couple more songs to play. So the second segment of the show is talking about the new year, and I just wanted to kind of kick off the first show of 2018, giving you some tips and advice on what you can do to start to pull together a plan to really have a successful year. And what is a successful year? Well, that depends on you. So if you're carrying a lot of debt, it may be that you reduce or eliminate your debt. If you want to do something really fun or great with your money and that hasn't worked, it might be that you're able to save more money, you know, or have more money to spend on things that are more fun. And so, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about New Year's resolutions, but I'm going to say that I'm not a big fan of resolutions. And not only that, but this occurred to me because New Year's resolutions are January calendar year, January, December. You know, that's kind of the norm. But really what I think would be more appropriate would be your new year. And so I was born in May. And May 6th. And so my new year starts on May 7th. And so why do we have to have our, you know, resolutions, or I'm going to give a twist to that in a second, on January 1st? Why can't we do them the day after our birthday and have our own planning cycle? Anyway, just going outside the box there on that one. So, you know, I think it's great to have a plan. I think it's great to have a strategy. I think it's great to put into place some really good practices. So, you know, if those are, I still think resolutions are great. I just think they put a lot of pressure on us, and that we sometimes tend to put really big resolutions on, and they don't, and when they don't work, we kind of beat ourselves up. So over the last few years, what I've been doing is New Year's themes. And so I've been coming up with a theme for the year. And you can pick different themes. So, you know, for example, I'll just throw this out there. A theme for the year could be simplify. And so what happens is you start to look at ways to simplify your life, simplify your finances, simplify your health program, simplify your workout routine, simplify your relationship, simplify your space, right? So it might mean cleaning out and purging, or it might mean parking a little further away from work and walk into work, or, you know, whatever that means to you. And so you just kind of get this theme that you incorporate into everything you do. It could be that you take risks, right? So you think about, you'd kind of go that little extra step that you wouldn't normally otherwise. Again, you can relate that to every area of your life. It could be that you be authentically you. How often are we not true to ourselves and not the person that we are? We put on a face and we try to be who other people want us to be, and we back down. And so maybe being authentically you, and you have to decide what that means, you know, can mean different things, but you keep that in your mind as the year goes on, and you look at ways to be authentically you. And maybe being authentically you isn't spending more money than you make. And we're going to relate this to finances, of course. And maybe being authentically you is just really, you know, appreciating time with family or friends, or beautifying your space, whatever, right? Whatever that is. Another great theme, follow your bliss, right? Now that one can be a little dangerous with the financial twist, because following your bliss can also be expensive. So that's just an idea of themes and, you know, how you might do a theme versus a resolution. You know, having said that, I think January 1st or the day after your birthday, if you want to make that your new year, is a great time to just sit back and look at what worked really well over the past 12 months and what are the things that you want to change. And so again, as using my own example, I track my spending, but there's a certain portion that never gets tracked. I don't know where it goes. And so I want to make a concerted effort to pick that up this year, do better with that unknown amount that kind of goes missing. You know, in debt, I'm carrying some debt that I have for years. I've been working on a repayment plan, but I want to ramp that up and I want to find extra income that I can put on the debt. And then I've been playing this year, as I told you earlier, with free stuff. So cashback rewards and stuff. I'm always posting on that. And so I want to play with that more and I want to get more cashback, more money flowing in, more free stuff. So that's all I have to say about New Year's and New Year's resolutions and themes. And we are coming up to the end of the show, so I do need to start to wind this down. I have a playlist, but there was a song that had already popped up and I love this song, so I'm just going to play it because I just think it's fun. So it's Alex Hickey, Buy More Buddhas. So I'm going to play that for you right now. Then I'm going to be back to say my goodbyes and just kind of end you off with the last couple of songs as I pack up and get ready to head out for the evening. So speaking of following your bliss in the spirit, you know, woo-woo world that we were talking about earlier, Buy More Buddhas from Alex Hickey. Enjoy.
Oh, she needs a small reminder of what's going on inside her. Something to tell her to be strong, to tell her to stay calm. So she buys more Buddhas, buys everyone, they'll sell her. Yeah, Buddha wouldn't like it, but he's not around to tell her how to act or who to be. If only it were that easy, if only it were that easy. She put a Buddha in the garden, fishes swimming round his toes. And a Buddha in the hallway, blessing all who come and go. There's a Buddha in our office where we work from dawn till night. Well, as long as Buddha's here, guess everything's all right. We'll buy more Buddhas, buy everyone that'll sell me. Yeah, Buddha wouldn't like it, but he's not around to tell me how to act or who to be. If only it were that easy, if only it were that easy. There's a Buddha in the bathroom staring at me in the tub. Lucky Buddha in the kitchen, give his chubby tum a rub. And there's a Buddha in the living room, perched on the TV. Well, I hope that he likes CSI repeated endlessly. And there's a Buddha in the bedroom, so let's keep the action zen. We can always turn him to face the wall, every now and then we buy more Buddhas. Buy everyone, they'll sell us. Yeah, Buddha wouldn't like it, but he's not around to tell us how to act or who to be. If only it were that easy, if only it were that easy. So we'll buy more Buddhas. We'll buy more Buddhas. We'll buy more Buddhas.
Buddha. 88.7 Cove FM is operated by Hubbard's Radio Society. For more information on our activities or to become a member, you can visit our website at covefm.com. Here is the 88.7 Cove FM Community Calendar.
Cove FM's Community Calendar is brought to you by Bay Equipment Rentals.
If you have a community event that you would like included in the Cove FM community calendar, please send the details to info@covefm.com.
Bay Equipment Rentals is your source for all your scaffolding needs. They feature top-of-the-line equipment and the ability to deliver anywhere inside the HRM. Bay Rentals is your go-to location for anything scaffolding. They also carry a full line of pressure washer products and have four locations to serve you: Lower Sackville, Coal Harbor, Elmsdale, and at 14 Sunnys Road in Tantallon. Call them at 902-826-7000 or visit online at bayrentals.ca.
Hubbard's Radio Society would like to thank Chairs Limited for their support of Cove FM. Chairs Limited is Canada's leading manufacturer of custom-built ergonomic office chairs, built right here in Nova Scotia. For a complete line of chairs and ergonomic accessories, you can visit them at 10 Ilsley Avenue in Burnside or their website at chairslimited.com.
Hey, I'm back. It's Marianne, and I'm just here to say goodbye. I'm running a little bit over on time tonight, I think because it's the new year, and I was super excited to share so much stuff with you. So stick around, because we have 80s at 8 with Lash LaRue, and he's here ready to take over for me, and I need to get out of the studio so that he can do that. So wishing you all happy, healthy finances. Just have a great, great week, everyone, and I'll see you next Thursday. And yeah, love y'all. Have a good night.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pyjamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. Nothing quite as wonderful as money.
Money, money, money.
There is nothing like a newly minted pound.
Money, 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 money.
Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go.